We are learning Maseches Rosh Hashanah, Daf Yud Beis Amud Aleph, and we will begin again from Yud Aleph Amud Beis from the Braisa and Ba'ozlu Tamayo, middle Daf Yud Aleph Amud Beis. Before we start, someone mentioned yesterday at Akasha that it says that we don't know if Nisan Nivraelam, Tisha Nivraelam, and the Gemara brings a raya from that the grass was covering the ground or not. So you see there's different seasons. So someone wanted to ask that there was no seasons before the Mabul, the no seasons. So who says that? Someone says that? So I looked into it yesterday and I found that it's Sefarnu that says it. It's Perek Ches, Pasuk Chav Bei says that before the Mabul, everything was with Kav HaShava, everything was exactly the same, every day was the exact same season. So it's Shver from this Gemara. And the truth is, it's really Shver from a different Gemara, and Dav Ches and Avayu Zaros is Mefurish, that in Odom Rishon's days, there was different seasons. So already there, the Mefarshim will ask on the Sefarnu from the Gemara. And I saw in Avayda Brewery, he says, really it's a medrash like the Sefarnu. It comes out, it's machloikis in Chazal, what if there were seasons before. It's Pashas Fida Gemara, Fida's Bavli, Shas Bavli, there were seasons before the Mabul, not like the Sefarnu. The Sefarnu has a medrash on his side, but therefore that's why it's not a kasha on our Gemara. If anything, it's a kasha on the Sefarnu. And Pashas, there were seasons before the Mabul. Now let's go back to our Gemara of Ozlo Tamayo, and machloikis Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua, if the Nisan Nivraelam or Tisha Nivraelam, and we're going to bring a different machlokes which has shaychus to that machlokes. Vazel Tamayo, Talmud Tana Braisa, Vishnas Shesh Meis Shon El Chai Noyach, Vechodesh Hashendi, Veshiva Osiyam Lechodesh. This is a pasuk in the Torah, that in the 600th year of Noyach, in the second month, the 17th day of the second month, that's when the Mabul started. So it's machlokes which month of the year this was. Rabbi Shuai Ma'isa Yom Yud Zayin Be'ir Haya, it was the 17th of Iyar. Because Chodesh Hasheni means second month, which is ear. That's Pashup Shal in Torah when it says Chodesh Hasheni means ear. So he holds it means ear. Yoim Shemazel Kima Shekei Abayim. It was a day that the constellation of Kima did not come up by day, came up by night, and it was already up for 2 hours the time the day started, and it went down in the last 2 hours. Because Mazel Kima is the tail of the Tle. The order of the constellations are Tle, Shar, Tu'umim, Sartan, Arya, Besula, Maznayim, Akreb, Keshas, Gedi, Deli, Dagim. Those are the 12 constellations. Every one goes up for 2 hours. So on Nisan, Tle comes up first. But by the next month, since it's a little bit, the sun is a little bit quicker than the constellations, it's approximately 2 hours each constellation, a little less, 1/30th. Less than that. So every day it gets a little less. By the time you get the next month, Shara is coming up first. So the Tekima is the tail of the Tle, and the Kima is actually the star that makes the world cold, makes the world very cold. And in Ear, it's the Shara that comes up first, and the Kima already is in the sky already. It's not Oila. Whatever is Oila, that's what gives the day Kayach. So it's the Yoyim Shemazel Kima Shekeh Abayoyim. It's not coming up. It's the Shara is coming up. Umayinus Vesmatim. It's also the season where it's not the rainy season. And because the people of the Mabul changed their ways, Lera, they married men or whatever it was, Shina Karis Baruch Aleihem Ma'aseh Bereishis. Hashem changed the Ma'aseh Bereishis on them. The Hela Mazel Kima Abayoyim. And what came up first that day in the month of Iyar, the 17th day of Iyar, was the Kima, which was the tail of the Tle. There was a star there in the back of the Tle. When Natal Shneke Chavim Bekima, and Hashem took away two stars from that galaxy of Kima, Vehevi Mabul Lo'ilam, and He brought a Mabul through that opening, He brought a Mabul to the world. So Hashem was Shina Ma'aseh Bereishis, because really, that day was Shar coming up, and Tle was already up for a few hours. But that they changed it, and it came up beginning of the day was the mazel of Kima, which is the back of the tail of the Tla. So that's the sheet of Rabbi Shua. Rabbi Eliezer, you know, that was Marcheshman that month. So that day, the first mazel that comes up that day, actually, is the Akrev. That's the first one that comes up. Because the Akrev, if you count up all the mazalos, the Akrev is the eighth mazel. Is the eighth mazel. Marcheshman is the eighth month. So the mazel coming up that day is the Akrev. Now, Akrev is the eighth. So after that, and you get six mazalos coming up per day, because it's 2 hours each. So after the Akrev, which is number one, comes Keshas, number two, Gdi, number three, Dli, number four, Dagim, number five. And then number six is the Tle. So actually, the tlet does come up that day, and the tail of the tlet is the kima. So we'll see what had to be changed. The more we'll talk about it in a second. So it's a yom yizayim mechesma. Yom she mazal kima oyla b'yom. The mazal kima actually comes up that day. At the end of the day, but comes up that day. Umayinoyz miskabrim, and it's actually in the rainy season. Umetoych sheshinu masayim, because they changed their way. Sheshinu kavas baruch alei ma'as breishis. Hashem changed ma'as breishis, and what do you do? Va'ala mazal kima b'yom. And mazal kima came up by day. When not us take a chabim, took away two stars, may heavy mavel and brought mavel to the oilam. So we have to see, l'cheri, nothing changed. The mazal kima anyway comes up the yom. So we have to see the Gemara, we'll talk about that. So the Gemara says like this. Bishlam le Rabbi Shua, that's the second man the Yama holds, that's the first man the Yama holds, the mavel fell in Eir. We understand why it says, v'sheni. Hanuch siv sheni. El Rabbi Yezer holds the marcheshven, what's sheni? We know for the month, like Taisa speaks out, months always go with Nisan. If you hold Betishrei Nivra Ha'olam, months go with Nisan. Bechayish Rishon is Nisan. It says, Rishon Ulechatshi Hashana. We know that's the first month. So, Chayish Hasheni, has that fit into the Pesukim? According to Rab Eliezer, holds that Sheni was Marcheshvin. Marantah Sheni Ledin. It was the second month to the Din of the Mnabel. Mabel, the Gzeir of the Mabel was sealed on that Tishrei before that, and says Sheni Ladin. That's the more answers. Not a riot, not a question. Bishlam Rabbi Yeshua, who says that it was an ear, hiding the Shina. Then we understand why Hashem had to change. What did he change? Kima was supposed to come up 2 hours before, and not by the beginning of the day. And here it came up that day. Ella L'Rabbi Yezah, my Shina. What exactly was the Shina? Kima was scheduled to come up by day. The last part of the day was scheduled to come up by day. So what was this? What was the shini he had to make? So my answer is Rav Chista. Don't Rav Chista, but Roischim Kilkulu, Roischim Yedainu. They did have Beiris, but Roischim, which is Shifcha Zera. So they got also the din, the water of the marble was boiling hot, and that was the midik nega midah that Roischim Kilkulu, Roischim Yedainu. Roischim Kilkulu ba'Avera, Roischim Yedainu. How do we know? How do we know the water was hot by the marble? Ksiv Halcha by Yishochu. It says in the pasuk about the marble, by the end that vayishoyku hamayim loshen shoyku mekziv hasav v'chamas amelach shechacha. So we darshin just like chamas amelach, the anger of the melech shechacha will calm down, and we know that the chamas amelach is boiling hot. The same thing vayishoyku hamayim, the mayim cooled off. So you see the water was boiling hot. So that was the shinu. So first of all, a little aura here. Why don't we say the shinu was that Hashem took out two stars? Remove two stars from the kima, or the mouth to come out. So that the Ritva answer is that's mashma that there was a shina in the kima itself. The kima itself. That's what the Ritva says. But the Goyin says a kshmak of shat. The Vilna Goyin, the Gross, is a kshmak of shat. He says, like we said before, that the kima causes cool, makes the world cool off. Hashem took away two stars, and that's how the water got hot. Because Hashem took away two stars from it, and it got hotter, and that's how the water got hot. So the Gemara's teretz really is, yeah. That was the shinu. It took away two stars. It made it boiling hot. That's how. The kasha was what was the shinu? What was the kasha? The teretz is that, yeah, the shinu was two stars. Now we have to go back to what the Gemara says for Ozol Tamayo. It said, this machlok is Ozol Tamayo. What's the Ozol Tamayo? So Rashi in the first pshat, it's a little complicated, but this is the pshat after you work out the Rashi. Ozol Tamayo means like this. That both Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua held independently, nothing to do with the other machlekes. They held, one man they held it was in that there was a marcheshvin, one man they held it was an ear. So that is l'tamayu. Why? Because now that marcheshvin was the first month of, for example, if you're Rabbi Eliezer, marcheshvin was the first month of the mabul. So if Nisan was nivra olam, so it should have said already then that it was 600 first year of noyach. But it doesn't say 601 years until B'chayish HaRishon, which according to this man, the Amar, is Tishrei. So it's the Tamayu that the world is created in Tishrei, and therefore, since the world is created in Tishrei, therefore for the years of the people, we go 601 in Tishrei. The same thing for Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua says that he held the Bible fell in ear, and doesn't say 601 years till the next year, B'chayish HaRishon, which is Nisan. In Tishrei, it should be 601 already. Terry says, no, he held, but Nisan Ivrael. That's Ozol Tamayo. And Rashi says, don't say the reason why it's Ozol Tamayo is because they learn that, he says, V'yesh Poishim Ozol Tamayo, since Rabbi Eliezer says, B'chayish Hasheni means Machesvin, so it must be, he holds the world was created, because he learns, B'chayish Hasheni is a Cheshvin. Maybe that's the Raya. It can't be, because Gemara has a kasha. What's Bechayis Hashem mean? If that was the whole raya, we know what Bechayis Hashem means. It means the second month of Bria's Olam. Since Gemara doesn't say that, that can't be the raya to Ozlo Tamayo. Tanu Rabbanan, Chachmei Yisrael, Moinim L'Mabuk Rabbi Eliezer, the Chachmei Yisrael, they paskin that the Mabul is like Rabbi Eliezer, which means what? That the Mabul started in Mar Cheshvin, Uleskufa, but Legabi, when the world was created, and the Gabi Tkufis, which means when did the world start, they go like Rabbi Shua, start in Nisan. And therefore, the first Wednesday before Nisan, last Wednesday before Nisan, that's when Tkufis Nisan started. And the Nafkmin is that Tkufis are 91 days and 7.5 hours. So every Tkufa doesn't start on a quarter of a day. It doesn't start, let's say every day is even, 12 o'clock, 6 o'clock, 12 o'clock, 6 o'clock. A usual Tkufa does not start at 12 o'clock, 6 o'clock. For example, the second Tkufa is 7.5 hours later, it starts at 7:30. And the next one is 7.5 hours after that, so it starts at 1 o'clock. And the next one starts 7.5 hours later after that, which is whatever time, 7 hours, 8:30. But the when you finish the fourth Tkufas, then it's always 30 hours. It's always on a 6, which is on a quarter. So the Nisan always starts, Tkufas Nisan always starts on one of the four quarters of the day. The 12 o'clock or 6 o'clock starts on the four quarters of the day because that's where it started from. Because we pass like Tkufa, like Rav Yeshua, that the world was created from Nisan. Chachme Yisrael, Mayim Mabul, Krav Liyazel, Tkufa, Krav Yeshua. Chachme Umas Ha'olam. Their moinim afle mabul krav yeshua. They all the mabul also started in ear. So what's the pshat in machlekes the umos elam and chachmei yisrael? The aruch nera says, and pshat like this. Tosis explains why did the chachmei yisrael learn the mabul like Rav Eliezer? Because since you find that legabe a lot of legabe noyach and we count from tishrei because it's rosh hashanah l'shanim mishvitim v'yayvlois. So it's possible to say that's when the Mabul started. The count of the world, the Mabul started then. Mashenkin, the Chachmei Umos Ha'olam, they don't have Yovel and Shanav and Shemitah, they don't have such idea. So for them, since the world was created in Nisan, they learned the Mabul was in Nisan as well. But here you see that's an independent Machlokes, you see from here, that counting when the world was created and the Mabul doesn't have to be the same Shita. You see clearly that Mabul hails the Gavali, as a Tkuf, like Rav Yeshua, you see the two independent Shitas. Zogti Gemara Vayit. Going back to a new Gemara, going back to our Mishnah. In the first Mishnah of the Masechta, it said that Yerakos, the Rosh Hashanah for Yerakos is on Rosh Hashanah, what we call Rosh Hashanah on Aleph Tishrei. That means that if you have vegetables have a din Maaser Midrabanan. When you take off Maaser and vegetables, you have to take off for this year on this year, not on next year's crop, for last year's crop, or last year's crop, next year's crop. It has to be the same year's crop. So what's the cutoff point? The cutoff point, cutoff date is Aleph Tishrei. That's what Amish says to Yerakos. Zok to Gemara, Tanda. We have a Brayis that says like this. L'Yerakos u'l'maisreis from l'darim. That Aleph Tishrei is Rosh Hashanah for Yerakos, for Maisreis, and l'darim. Now Gemara has explained this. L'Yerakos ma'ini, what does Yerakos mean? Maiser Yerak means the Maiser of vegetables. Right? The Gemara, Hainu Maisreis. Is Yerakos and Maisreis? Isn't Maisreis the same thing as Yerakos then? So Gemara answers, Tanda d'Rabbanan, v'ktanah d'Raisa. First it says Yerakos, which is Maisa Derabana. Then it says Maisrois, which is Maisa Deraisa, which is by Dagon Tvua, and also wine and Zeisim also, but on Tvua. Tvua, the cutoff point is also Rosh Hashanah. That's the Brayis that says the second thing is Maisrois. So it says first, Yerakos is Derabana, then it's Deraisa. Break the Marakasha, listen to the Deraisa Bereisha. Let's say Deraisa first. Now, isn't that more important? And for the Gemara, I did the Chaviva Lei Akhtama, since the Derabanans are very Chaviv to Derabanan, and therefore they say that first. So Gemara asks, what about our Mishnah? Our Mishnah only says Yerakos. It's missing the Deraisa. But Tani Don Tano Derabanan, V'choshkin Deraisa. Our Mishnah says Derabanan, that Derabanan have a din, that there's a cutoff date and you can't take from one year another year. Choshkin Deraisa has this cutoff date. It's a Kal Chayma. Break the Gemara, Kasha, according to Rashi, this is going on the Braisa. Why is the Braisa saying Maisrois? But listen to Maiser, say Maiser. And for the Gemara, Echa Maiser Behema, Echa Maiser Dagon. It's going on Maiser Behema and Maiser Dagon. And this Braisa didn't say Maiser Behema. Our Mishnah said Maiser Behema, but this Braisa didn't say Maiser Behema yet. And it's going according to Rab Shimon, who holds Maiser Behema is Alf Tishrei. So Maisrois means Maiser Behema and Maiser Dagon. For the Gemara, listen to Yerek. Why say Yerakos? Listen to Yerek. And for the Gemara, Trey Gavni Yerek, the soup type of Yerek. The Tanai went to the Mishnah. Yerek HaNegad. Yerek, type of Yerek that gets bundled, let's say in those days they bundle carrots. Mishiyagat. So when you bundle it, that's when it becomes chayiv and ma'isa. That's called gemara. It's called complete. If she ain't agad, yirakos that are not tied. So by that, mishiyamal is a kli. When the kli gets full, when they fill up the bucket, that's when it becomes chayiv and ma'isa and gemara kli, gemara pri. So that's the way Rashi learns our gemara. But the gemara's kasha was in the brayso to say ma'isa not ma'isa. Right? There is ma'isa and ma'isa dogon, and it should have said. It should have said Yerek, not Yerek. It's just two types of Yerek. So he learned that's going on the Braisa. Tosfos actually argues, and one of his kashas are, that it should first ask on Yerekos, then Maisers. Why is it more asked first on Maisers and Yerekos? The Braisa is the opposite order. That's his kasha. And therefore, Tosfos learns this Gemara's kasha was going on our Mishnah. It's going on our Mishnah that if you want to see the Tosfos, you can see the Tosfos that why didn't he ask that the kasha is on our Mishnah. That the listening Meiser is a kasha on our Mishnah. Why didn't our Mishnah say Meiser Taka? And more answers because Meiser Dagon, you wouldn't know Yerukah is because the Mars kasha is if you tell you tell this chat is that the listening Meiser should say our Mishnah should say Meiseris and that will include all Meiser, including Yerukah. So why don't Mishnah say the word Yerukah? Just say Meiser, it includes everything. So more answers you would think it means Meiser Behemah Meiser Dagon and it's being a stam Mishnah like Rav Shimon. So then the Gemara's kasha is listed Yerek. Why is our Mishnah Yerek Kois? Why didn't say Yerek? And that answers two Gavri Yerek. So just Tosfos learns going on the Mishnah, not on the Braisa. I in Tosfos to get that very clear.